You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
It's been one of the major confusions on this, Jake, is everyone's it's full-time. Employment. Everybody goes, well, it's just part-time, right? Because it's 4.5 days out a week. No, that's full-time.
That's full-time.
That's full-time.
How does that work?
Well, it's the Sandhills. That's what it is. Sandhills Global. And that's what Carson's got going. But think about that. Everybody going like, God, you know, it's just part-time job, though, if I can do two. No, it's full-time. It's full-time
job. You don't need to work another job.
No, this is it. This wraps it up.
Have a life.
And then you get 7 weeks of vacation a year.
Have a life outside of
Try
work.
Try that one. Yeah, it's worth it. Time's the most important thing you have.
You can go play at Firethorn like Jake.
If you can have, if you have that kind of time for this week, he had 2 full days of golf.
That's full.
There were no half days, Jake.
Golf is the morning.
You're on the course
sorry,
at least
Jake.
For 5 hours.
I'm sorry,
it's okay.
I opened up that can of
it's okay.
I took phone calls. It's
yeah,
fine.
I took phone calls.
I did take some calls. No. It's legit.
He tried to skirt it. When
you skirted the issue, it'll never be right again. That's what you
hid
from it, and that's what tells you that. Every time if you do something wrong, like that, why'd you tell me
say.
That? Oh, I thought I did tell you. No. No.
Jake, Carson, you got so busted.
Yeah.
That's Schaefer. I knew he was going to.
If anyone sees Jake golfing, let us know. If anyone sees us golfing, Jake's
busted.
Face was just like, just, Jake, anything
it's
for
funny idle, when you see somebody get so busted.
Jake, anything for idle
nope.
chit-chat from yesterday? Nope. Nope.
No, what do you got, Sip?
What do you got, Sip?
Pretty tame.
Oh, come on. You have something.
Jake, don't you have something, Jake?
No, I got nothing.
Pretty I got tame. Nothing. Oh, except pretty for the tame. 9 hours I spent no. at Firethorn.
With Fred.
With, yeah.
Had lunch with Fred.
No, I did yeah. not have lunch with Fred. No, he was not there. Oh, he actually was playing that tournament.
Yeah,
see?
I didn't see him, though.
Who else was?
Who else was there?
Davison was there.
Yeah.
Davison was there.
I did see Matt.
Wistrom.
Well, he was Monday, I guess.
I'm mixing around.
Sorry here. Hey, before we get to Bill's throws, Bill had mentioned this previously.
Sorry, Jake.
From Dan Lanning, Oregon head
oh,
coach.
Oh, yeah. What is this,
this
Bill?
Is a short clip about the crowd noise. Here's Dan Lanning this week.
Lakeside. Those got to be the loudest speakers behind us that I've ever heard. Like, that's false crowd noise, right? And it was annoying. So, I mean, that's something they should keep.
Okay.
Okay, so the question is it like literally crowd noise or is it just other noise?
I don't know, but like I said, the speaker's right behind the bench, and yeah, that obviously it was something more than I mean. Oklahoma State used to always get accused of that. That was a big thing at Oklahoma State, that there were microphones that were to enhance the crowd. That was always discussed from other coaches that actually had worked at Oklahoma State. That was discussed. I've never heard this one before, really, like this.
Well, this could be left over from COVID, because when we were there for the COVID game, Nebraska played there during the COVID mm-hmm. season, and they piped in crowd noise, mm-hmm. and it was so incredibly loud. Like, it was I walked out of there. That whole trip was
I just can't imagine
nightmare.
I just can't imagine it.
Would they pipe in crowd noise?
Well, something was very loud right behind the bench, obviously.
Yeah. I don't think it's a very daunting environment. And
also, Bill, that's just kind of weird.
He also must have had some pretty good facts on it, because when he said something, it wasn't... there's been no pushback. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. The crowd was just that loud.
That stuff's weird.
Yeah. And however it goes down, it's a clear violation. You can't all of a sudden, imagine right now just having giant speakers behind Michigan's bench.
But is it a violation? Giant,
it is. Yeah, you cannot have that. No.
Like the rule book addresses?
Yeah,
what if
bring in a 400-piece band and let them play while you're playing.
I don't know if it's illegal.
Yeah, it is. You can't have fake crowd noise. Okay. No. Okay. Can you imagine how loud? Imagine this one. Okay, here's what we're going to do. On third down, we're going to pump a bunch of extra volume into the stadium at Nebraska. And all of a sudden, no one can even, they can't even see straight.
The whole place is just shaking.
Is that legal? No, Steve, it's not. Yeah.
Okay.
We got to get to Bill's thrills. Ready? Here we go.
My bad.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Nice. Need help or need someone to remodel for your kitchen, whole house, and more. There's one person to call or text. That's Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
You'll see him peacocking around the stadium a little bit because he'll be down there. Yes, Randy has a big tailgate also. We've not been invited to that, but we're not quite at that level yet.
Apparently not.
What do you mean we're not at that level?
We've been invited to Randy's event.
We're not at that level?
Financially, a lot of ways.
Status.
He's the status guy.
Oh, God, Randy. Yeah.
Randy's a lot like Sean.
Sean who?
What's that? Callahan.
Oh. Yeah. In what regard?
I wouldn't put him in the category of Sean Peed yet. I don't know.
That's a long ways away.
That's a long ways away from running sand. He's not running a global remodeling thing.
That'd be awesome, though.
It's local remodeling. He's not doing...
Can you imagine if he's doing Dinert Global Contracting?
He's over in Saudi Arabia.
Where's Randy? I'm in Saudi.
Doing a kitchen.
He's doing the Sheik's kitchen.
If you had to interview him about a Sheik's kitchen as sixth grader Steve, what would he say? What would he say?
How big is that kitchen, Randy?
Sixth grade simple talking to Randy about doing a kitchen in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Good God.
Sheik. Okay, that one got interesting.
Yeah, Fridays, on Fridays, we do the monster matches.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster.
Monster matches is what we have for Fridays in college football. Bill, what do you have
tonight,
for us today?
Tonight, let's start off right away.
Okay.
Tulsa at Oklahoma State.
Big one.
It's massive. If Tulsa somehow, and Tulsa's not good.
No.
If Tulsa beats him, I don't know how Gundy survived. This is a job on the line.
Ooh,
I don't think at Oklahoma State they would ever let Gundy go mid-season or sometime unless he just said, I'm good with it. They'd let it play out, I believe. Or that he might just say, this is my last year, but I'm going to finish the season. However that thing goes. But this game, if he loses to Tulsa to get over to Oklahoma State by what, hour drive?
Not very far.
So
short drive.
Again, that the Iowa Rutgers is epic, massive, beyond belief. This is one of my favorite games of the year. Why is that? It's just a great.
Why is it so intriguing?
I'm intrigued that Iowa is favored because what I've seen from Iowa. So now I didn't watch the old hardly any of the UMass game where they so-called got themselves right. Yeah. And didn't get a chance to see that.
You didn't lock in on UMass, Iowa?
I saw part of it.
Maryland at Wisconsin is also a job game. If Maryland comes out of there, what is being discussed about Luke Fickell?
Oof.
What is the timeline of that? Because everyone thinks right now, does anyone here in this room think that Wisconsin won't win? I think they will win.
Yeah.
I do. If they lose this to a true freshman quarterback at Maryland.
At home.
It would be rough. Now, if they win... Even though they had this rough schedule and it gets brutal from here on out, they're 3-1. They're 3-1, and they, if you, anytime you're 3-1, you have a chance
to get to six.
You have a chance to get to six. But think about that. We're talking about Wisconsin. We said we ranked him what?
14.
We've ranked him 14th in the Big Ten. And I don't think we're off like that. Here's the game that everyone's missed, and it's not been talked about by anybody. SMU at TCU.
Nobody's talking about
you're right. And that's ACC. And there's this is the coach left SMU to go to TCU. There was a big rift between SMU and TCU when Dykes was at SMU.
Sonny Dykes.
Yeah. This game is massive.
Yes.
SMU, however you call it that, they were snubbed. They were boxed out of the Big 12. No can do. So they said, hey, we'll just buy our way into the ACC. And what'd they do? They went to the playoffs. They went to the playoffs.
Oh, impressive, seriously.
And so this game is huge.
Haven't
much talk about this one. Hits a little closer to home because of what's going on with the coach. North Carolina at Central Florida. Belichick Frost.
Whoa, when's that game?
This weekend. I think it's right during the Husker game. Same time. Belichick Frost.
Thank you.
That's a huge game. The bounce house will be packed. It'll be awesome. NC State at Duke. The Mensa Bowl. Duke is favored.
Easy on Mensa.
Just remember, NC State and Duke is what? 10 miles apart? 10 miles
not
apart.
Not very far.
Now, it's at Duke. Probably have a crowd this time, because imagine NC State would just they'll bring some fans. Where Illinois brought 9 fans, and there was no one there.
Easy.
West Virginia, Kansas. Talked about this already when you were stunned at that the guy from Kansas would be watching that. But West Virginia at Kansas is huge. They just got done beating Pitt in an unbelievable game. Now they're going to play Lance. And you said Lance gave up 600 last time out.
To Mizzou.
To Missouri. Big at that. I think this Michigan State at USC is a monster game.
What's it? Which one?
Michigan State at USC. Just because it's monster for Nebraska fans. It's just to get an eye on what these teams look like.
It is.
It's the first time it's kind of see what they have. And then the two honorable mentions. Texas Tech at Utah, huge, and Auburn at Oklahoma, at Auburn at OU.
What's the second one on the list, or the third one?
Maryland, Wisconsin.
Okay, not that one, the one before.
Iowa, Rutgers.
Okay, well, that one.
Tulsa, Oklahoma State. Maybe.
Yeah, well, anyway, address Gronowski. See, remember when Dillon against Rutgers last year was thoroughly confused? They will do that to Gronowski.
Yeah, they got after, last year, I mean, what was that final
score? It's 14-7.
14-7.
Dylan was really confused he was. That game. Yeah. And Dylan's not easily confused. They will do that to Gronowski, and Rutgers will win that game decisively, like you said.
Whoa, decisively.
I think I do too. I think. I was a little down on Rutgers because of their first game against Ohio. Well,
that was pretty good.
Ohio went and beat West Virginia. Yep. And then like that. And then they hung in there to the middle of the third quarter with Ohio State. It was like 14-9 in the middle of the third quarter.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So little pushback on that. So I agree with you on this. I think this is the huge year. And I got to thinking when I think, God, it would have been nice to have been in the Big Ten at Rutgers. We had an unbelievable staff. It'd been nice to have been in this conference, not in the East-West.
Wow.
Because, I mean, think about that. Open. So who do you guys play every year? We got Michigan. We got Ohio State. We got Penn State. Who are the three best teams? Usually one, two, and three every
year.
That's
ridiculous.
That's who you had. Then who else you got? Well, then you got Michigan State. What's your thoughts there?
It's made like, the playoff before.
Yeah, it's like it was insane.
This must be feel very liberating for them.
Yeah, if they're like
not
going,
to have that.
Not to have. It's like okay, we don't have
Indiana.
We don't have all these games.
And you mentioned also Cali McManus, and he is playing very well.
He's playing very well. He's in year whatever nine. It seems like he's been around. And so I
take Rutgers to cover.
Shindaddy took him.
Yep, Shindy smart. Yeah.
So I think there's this. Like I said, if somehow Tulsa upsets Oklahoma State, and I wouldn't call it a massive upset. Tulsa's been playing terrible too, but that would be so bad for Gundy.
It would be so awkward.
Yeah.
For Gundy to lose to Tulsa.
Because right now they are, like I said, it was 69-3 to Oregon.
What
the
happened?
End of the third quarter. Was the
what
final
happened at Oklahoma State?
What's Oklahoma State's schedule look like after this, Jake?
I was going to tell you this. Tulsa is 1-2. They're at Okie State, and Okie State's only a 10.5 point favorite in that game. That's it. Oklahoma State after this game,
obviously it gets
they'll host Baylor,
tough.
Then they're at Arizona,
tough.
Host Houston,
tough.
Host Cincinnati,
nah. Even pick 'em game
at Texas Tech,
truly tough.
Home at Kansas,
tough.
Home against K State, could win that game.
Yeah, could win that game
at UCF and home against Iowa State. So. Three or four wins, probably.
Yeah.
Watch the crowd tonight. See if they're back.
See what Gundy. Oklahoma State looks like. Yeah. Yes.
See if they're back in Gundy at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tulsa brings a fan base over there.
I don't know.
It's a close drive.
I think Tulsa's the smallest university Division I. So I think they're like at 3,000-4,000 students. So I don't know if it's going to be a wave, just like buses coming in from everywhere from Tulsa.
Think it would be fun to go to that just from a curiosity, just to see what it looks like.
Yeah, it would be fun to see. It would be very fun to see. I think the quarterback from Omaha
not driving
starting,
down
right?
there, Jake.
I've done it before. What?
Isn't the quarterback?
St. Flores, I think he is starting.
I think he's the starting quarterback for him.
And now
he was against Oregon.
You think that if Maryland would beat Wisconsin, the heat on Fickell would get ultra intense?
Yeah, because if you pull up Wisconsin's schedule from this point in time on, they're 2-1, and games they both should have won. At that, but after the Maryland game, we saw the heat just goes insane against them. I don't think that Wisconsin is horrible.
I don't either.
I don't think they're horrible. I really don't.
They're pretty pedestrian on offense, though.
They are.
And that buyout, by the way, which I keep saying is $40 million, it's not. It's $25 million for Fickell, but that's still a lot.
Which would be, like you said, the second highest ever paid out.
I don't know if they can do that, Bill. I don't know.
Second or third highest paid out. That would sit so hard with them. And then the AD is going to be walking out the door with him. You know, Chris McIntosh. That would be the conversation.
Good God, that's a rough conversation because that can set you back for a long time.
Then the big conversation is okay. Here's the conversation you understand. Anytime you're talking about a coaching change, it's like okay, so we're going to change coaches. Who's available? How are we going to upgrade? Also, are we going to upgrade with them? Because I mean. I think UCLA was in just dire straits. I just think that they didn't have the backing, the funding. That was just
NIL.
You feel it from Cronin. He's always miserable, but he's just like we are not. He said it out loud. We are not in the same position as these other teams. What point in time do you think? Well, UCLA's got huge backers.
Oh, I can't decide. Is that a good job or isn't it? UCLA head coaching job football. My stance is, no, it's a terrible job, but some people are like, Sybil, what are you talking about? That's UCLA.
If someone just said, okay, where can you win better at? Can you win at Purdue or UCLA? I think Purdue. I think I have a better chance.
You just answered my question.
Jeff Brohm won at Purdue.
I think I have a better chance.
They made a title game at Purdue.
Yeah.
Jeff Brohm.
Went to the Big Ten championship.
I have a better chance at Purdue. Now, would I take UCLA over Northwestern? I would. I would take UCLA over Northwestern.
Okay, how many let's just do this. Yes. How many schools
quickly,
in the Big
please.
Ten would you take UCLA over besides Northwestern?
That's probably it.
That's it. It's not a good job. I'm staying with that.
Yeah,
it's not a good job.
Obviously, you wouldn't write somebody going to say, well, Indiana. Nope. They were just in the playoffs.
They're pretty.
Nope. Rutgers? No. You'd much rather be at that.
And you know what's part of the problem? You know what's an albatross? Is the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
They play off campus in a Rose Bowl that they can't even come close to filling. I mean, they got to build an on campus in Westwood.
And then you have a brutal, brutal academics. Just absolutely brutal.
Jake?
I mean, to get into UCLA, you better be a 36 ACT.
Carson's here.
Carson's
Shaw's in the building.
Fitness.
We got to play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We had a death this week in the film industry. That is Robert Redford. So our topic today in Film Friday is Robert Redford movies. You guys should probably feel good about this.
I don't.
I think you should. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Okay.
464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the take down Sip and Bill and trivia. The record in the week is
not good.
1-3. We missed today. Apparently, did we lose yesterday at all?
Yeah, we lost.
Okay, 1-3 in the week. Rudy didn't update the board. That's fine. Yeah.
Called out Rudy.
Took a shot at Rudy.
I think Rudy had to leave. Maybe it was Ellie didn't put up there. Somebody's getting
used at Firethorn.
Had to eat the Firethorn, so Jake didn't do it either.
All right, we've got Gunner. How do you feel about Robert Redford movies today, Gunner?
Kind of 50-50 on it.
Is this Gunner Catula?
No, I was.
Gunner Stockton.
Gunner. Are you the quarterback for Georgia Bulldogs calling into the show?
Why are you calling? Just Kirby, no.
We got a game tomorrow, man. All right.
Hey, good, great win over Tennessee.
Yeah, nice throw on fourth down.
Nice throw. Damn.
Bill Lifehunter tip for one question as always. Gunner, first question to you.
Be Gunner Stockton for the day.
In what 1976 movie does Robert Redford star as a Washington Post reporter who helps uncover the details of the Watergate scandal, which led to Richard Nixon's resignation?
I have no idea on that one.
Any guess at all?
Sure, you got it.
5, 4, 2, 3.
I got nothing.
All right. Give you the horn.
I want to keep Bill in my back pocket. Say it again just for the...
Redford, Washington Post reporter, helps uncover the details of the Watergate scandal, which led to Richard Nixon's resignation.
I got to go all president's men.
Yeah. The president
with Dustin Hoffman.
Yep, that's right.
Jake kind of worded it as if Redford was the one who broke it, and he's the one that
going off what IMDb describes. If you want to yell at anybody, IMDb.
I got Bill in my back pocket, and we're up 1-0. Let's go.
Let's go
for the lead. 2-0 early. What 1973 movie does Redford star with Paul Newman as two grifters who team up to pull the ultimate con?
Ooh, Bill, hold on.
The IMDb.
The Sting.
Brilliant. Bam, I didn't know it.
Sting is
didn't
correct.
Know it.
Yes. Wouldn't have I think Bill mentioned the Sting the day
nice
that Redford
face,
passed.
What? Nice face.
That's one of the movies that Bill mentioned when Redford passed. He mentioned the Sting on the air.
The Sting.
Remember the song?
Gunner, you're down 2-0 to stay alive.
We'll do the
Sting
for you if you want, Gunner, in the background while you're doing your
Gunner.
In what 1972 movie does Redford act as a mountain man who wishes to live the life of a hermit but becomes the unwilling object of a long vendetta by the Crow tribe and proves to be a match for their warriors in single combat on the early frontier?
Got it.
That's Jeremiah Johnson.
Yes, absolutely.
Brilliant. What is it?
Jeremiah Johnson. It's an unbelievable show. There's like no talking in it. There's like 10 words said in the whole thing.
Bill cannot help you, Sip. You're on your own for the win. In what 1972 movie does Redford star as Bill McKay running for the U.S. Senate in California with no hope of winning, so he tweaks the establishment? It's the official IMDb description of that. He's running for U.S. Senate in California, has no hope of winning, so he tries to tweak the establishment.
1972.
Do you know this, Bill?
I don't know this.
It was a highly rated movie on his in terms of like a seven point something in the rating.
I'd be interested to hear if I've heard of it, which is a clue that I have no clue.
5, 4.
The Establishment. No. That's not right.
Gunner, you need this
surprise.
To tie. What's that movie?
That's a candidate.
Never even heard of it.
Canada, well, Gunner had it. Canada is correct.
Gunner.
This will go to Gunner.
Oh, great. We could lose again. We were up 2-0.
You guys had the tiebreaker, so it's up. This is the Gunner now. You guys go over, under. Gunner.
All right.
What is the film length in hours of minutes of The Sting?
Ooh. Two. 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Over under 2 hours and 5 minutes.
I guess 2 hours and 3 minutes is what my...
Oh, we're in trouble.
Wait, what was Gunner's number again?
2 hours and 5 minutes is what he said.
I'll go with you.
No, I'm going to go with you. I think it was a longer show. Go with it.
Okay, over.
Brilliant.
Oh, we got one.
But not by much. 2 hours and 9 minutes is the answer there. So, Gunner, hey, nice comeback.
Gunner.
We get you a bag of coffee, but calling on the road. Nice try today.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Gunner. Thanks for calling.
Two and three
in the week.
For a rough week.
It's okay.
What are we overall? Do we have 11? Yeah.
Should be 11 wins.
11 and 7.
Yeah, 11 and 7.
Okay. Kind of mediocre.
Yeah, well, we started off on like 9 and 0. That's a really bad.
11 and 7.
Okay.
It happens.
That's fun, Jake. Thanks for your questions have been fun.
Hey, you guys got the win. I'm always getting disparaged for questions. When we come back, we got a Michigan guest, Bill Simonson,
hello.
Oh, this on is the huge. Show next, an early break on the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.